Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Before you hit the road, remember safety first with Fresh FM.
It's 7:48 right now, African Cup of Nations time. 7:48, Namibia actually needs a victory against Mali.
We are too. Yes, we do.
Okay. You know what, Shaquan? You know what? I tell you one thing and I tell you one thing. Osi Lemba is going to put it into perspective for us.
Yes.
She's going to make it make sense for us. And she's gonna give us hope. You know that hope that I spoke about this morning when I woke up?
Yeah, she's going to give an overflow of that.
An overflow of that.
Okay.
Good morning, Osi Lemba. How are you doing this morning?
I'm having a very beautiful morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me on the show to talk about Africa Cup of Nations. Yeah.
That's yeah, man. Spirit. I just feel like partner. First of all, it's Queen.
Oh, Queen.
Yeah, it's Queen Limba. Limba. Yes, she is an award-winning sports journalist.
I mean, sir, yes.
She is a media strategist, sports consultant.
How
she
dare
is
you?
The Woman in Media Organization Fund. Please, let's not play small.
Okay.
Let's not play small.
Okay.
How are you doing today, Limba?
I'm doing exceptionally well, guys. Very, very... Yeah.
Okay. So, let's talk about the bravuries.
Yeah.
Okay. Last night's results, as much as we celebrated other African countries, actually complicated things for us. Explain this complication for us, Osi Lemba.
Well, you see, the thing is, statistics. When you leave games up to statistics, this is where and how you find yourself, you know. So, the bravuries of Namibia, having played an exceptional game against Tunisia in their opening match. I mean, it was a stunner, Namibia winning 1-0. I mean, if anybody had asked me before the match who I was putting my money on, it would definitely not have been Namibia. I'm a patriot, you know, but yeah. I would not have put my money on Namibia looking at the statistics, looking at the ranking of Tunisia and so forth. Okay? We went into the second match. We played Bafana, our southern neighbors, our brothers, we call them. And we got a thrashing of our lives, losing 4-0. Well, of course, now losing to South Africa has really complicated things because now we had to depend on other group matches to determine whether we go through to the knockout stages. And having seen the matches of last night, well, we have dropped on that log. So basically today, as everybody knows, we're playing Mali.
Yeah.
So statistically, we need to win that match if we want to make it through to the knockout stages. Yeah.
Okay, so when we say win, it's not necessarily like, you know, you have to get like 4-0, whatever it is, as long as you just get a win. Is that what it is?
Yes, we need to get a win. And obviously getting more goals would obviously play in our favor, looking at goal difference and that type of thing. So, yeah, we need to go out tonight, this afternoon, and beat Mali. Whether we're going to do that is a question for another day.
You know, quite a number of people and just ordinary folk have been I'm not so sure if I should say unfairly, but have been placing a spotlight on Peter Shilulile's performances this far in the tournament.
Yeah,
what do you make of Peter's performances so far in the last two games?
Well, I mean, in the first match against Tunisia, I think he had a good match. He had a couple of chances to score. He didn't convert. The match against Bafana, he was totally shut out, you know, because, I mean, looking, some of these guys he played against, not some of them, most of these guys that he went up against play in the DStv Premiership, okay? Mm. So, obviously, they know his type of play. They know his pace and that type of thing. So, I don't think he really got the opportunity to show the nation that Peter Shalulile goal scoring prowess, you know. So he hasn't really gotten his chance yet, and of course people need to put a light on Peter because he is the top goal scorer in the PSG Premiership.
Yeah.
You know, he has made us used to scoring goals, you know, getting those goals for us. So yeah, it is expected. I mean, he is on the pedestal that he is at right now to be getting us those goals. But alone, I don't think he can do that because I mean, football is a sport of you know, you need other players also. And if he's not getting the goals, and we saw in the Bafana match, he wasn't getting any goals, any balls coming through to him. So if he doesn't get any balls, obviously he's not going to convert. Understand? Yeah. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, no, that makes sense, hey? But what I also wanted to ask is, Limba, you know the starting lineup that we had for Tunisia was the same starting lineup that we had for Bafana, right? Do you feel that it is perhaps time for Coach Colin to actually make a little bit of changes? And if you were hypothetically just in that position, who are some of the players from the bench would you put on the field to start?
Sure, you know, this is a very difficult question.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult question. I think Colin has a very good technical team. He has a very good technical team. We saw the match against Tunisia. How compact we played, how we were moving as a team. In the Bafana match, it got quite difficult because, look, guys, when we went to the Africa Cup of Nations, we have problems in the midfield, you know, and that is where most of the goals came from in the second match. We have quality guys on the bench. I do not think, to be honest, I do not think we have a quality midfielder, a central midfielder, a holding midfielder. We don't have it, okay? Mm. But we have guys like Petro Chitembi. He's a playmaker. But you see, Mali is a very physical team. I mean, if you look at the stature of some of these players compared to the likes of Petro Chitembi, you know, we have Marcel Papama in the midfield as well that we could most probably use.
Mm.
Yeah, so those are some of the guys that you could use in the midfield. On the wings, you could bring in the likes of Ruda. So basically on the bench, do we have quality players? I do not know. Okay, I do not know, but it's all up to Colin Benjamin and his team to figure out tactically and technically how they want to maneuver around Mali. But we have guys that we can most probably
use.
I'm thinking when you're saying holding midfield, I'm thinking Kautua. I'm thinking bringing Marcel Papama. Let's see what they can do. I'm thinking maybe drop Mbondi even for that matter and have Mathieu start the game.
Yeah, most definitely. You see the thing, guys, with starting from the bench, like how Colin has been playing Mathieu right now. Mm. There's a type of hunger that you build in a player when you bring him from the bench to come and help the team. So most probably that is why they're bringing in Mozil in the 60th minute and that type of thing. Is he a type of player that you should start in the first 11? I'm not sure, but that's the beauty of football. You take chances, right? So most probably if he starts, we take out Mbondi and we see what, you know, the tempo that Mozil can bring. That could be a thing against Mali, perhaps for us as well.
Mm.
What are your predictions, Macy? Where do you stand with this one? Will we make history? Will Colin Benjamin and his troopers, his 300 troopers, quote unquote, make history for the land of the brave?
Sure. You see.
Remember, when... Limba, you said you are good. You're having a good day. You
I
feel
know,
good.
I'm a patriotic Namibian. Realistically. Looking at the ranking of Mali, looking at the type of squad that Mali has, looking at how well-structured they are technically and tactically, and how spread out these players are in Europe.
And how they struggled against Tunisia, the team that we beat.
Well, okay.
Yes!
I really want Namibia to go out there and to redeem themselves from the second match that we played against Bafana. But do I see that happening? I don't think so. Do you understand? Because Mali also needs to go through to the knockout stages. They have never not gone through to the knockout stages. Namibia has never gone through the. So my predictions, I would say we're going to get a hammering. I'm sorry, guys. We're going to get a hammering from Mali. Most probably 3-0.
God forbid. Fire!
Yeah, because looking at the match that we played against South Africa, we had a couple of chances to convert, and we didn't. And it just goes to show how inexperienced Namibia is at times. You know, when it matters, we don't score the goals. And if we're going to do that against Mali, we're going to be thrashed, yes.
Shekwan, you wanted to add?
Me, I just want to say, me, you know, we are going to win, my dear. And as when we win and we bring the cup home, you must not come wait for us there by the airport, my dear. Because you are here on Fresh FM saying that we are not going to win. So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ozilimba, thank you so much.
Have a lovely
appreciate
day,
you.
Mommy.
We will be watching the game. And yeah, we will remember your words as the goals go in from Namibia's side. Thank you.
Amen.
Bye. Shabis Limba.
Bye.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.